Hawk and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. What's up, you ace?
Shut up, Brock. I'm trying to score.
Yeah, I can't do it, damn it. I can't do it. I'm so mad at that one. I've always wanted to do a Beavis or Butthead impersonation, and I can't do it.
Shut up,
Beavis. That wasn't pretty bad. I've done better. And then, I don't know. That sounds more like Jesse James from Jekyll. Yeah.
What yeah, I need to do is keep that one in your pocket.
Is,
right?
I'll stick to my Arnold to do it because this one is perfect. I sound like Arnold to do it. I pump the weights. Give these people air.
You're Jamaican Arnold.
Yeah,
not
baby.
Much better,
do
but
it.
All right.
Baby. All right. Anyway, enough of that. Enough of those perfect, spot on impressions. Yeah. Folks, let's keep her going. Here's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor, AIR. Breathe easy with Advanced Import Repair. We love those guys over there. I actually got to go over there and see them pretty soon. John Van Lanningham, the guys, I got to get my alignment straightened. I think Kiki hit a curb. It wasn't me.
There you go.
But they're going to take care of it over at AIR, so check them out.
Nice curb alignment off.
Huh? Yeah. There you go. Just I didn't like that curb anyways. Well, the 2021 album release schedule isn't that filled yet, as many acts are working on projects and have been waiting to see what happens with the pandemic. But here is what we're looking forward to this year. February 5th, The Foo Fighters, Medicine at Midnight, going to be dropping. February 12th, The Pretty Reckless, Death by Rock and Roll. March 5th, A Day to Remember, You're Welcome, going to be dropping. March 12th, Rob Zombie, The Lunar Ejection Kool-Aid Eclipse Conspiracy. He always has the best album names.
He does.
March 26th, Evanescence, The Bitter Truth is coming out. April 16th, Greta Van Fleet, The Battle at Garden's Gate. Also on the list, Mastodon, Chevelle, Chili Peppers, and Queens of the Stone Age. 2021, looking pretty good so far.
You know what? Good. Good. That's a good thing because you did have a lot of time to come up with some stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, use that downtime wisely. And I appreciate that because, you know, it is going to make 2021 that much better. Better music.
It'll be interesting. Will we see some creative freedom? Are they going to be trying different things? Are we going to see some new stuff? You know, maybe they've had a little bit more time. Maybe they've changed with the times. I don't know. But all I know is that list right there gets me kind of excited. Actually gets me very excited for the new year and some new awesome.
What was the Rob Zombie one again? February what?
That one is March 12th.
March 12th.
Yep. The Lunar Injection Kool-Aid Eclipse Conspiracy.
I'll take it.
I love it. So there you go. Some good stuff to look forward to in 2021. That's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1986, Thin Lizzy, bassist, singer, founding member, Phil Lynott, died at the age of 35 in the intensive care unit at Salisbury Infirmary in England. This is a very sad day. Thin Lizzy doesn't get enough credit in my mind. Obviously, in the rock world, you still have the hits like The Boys Are Back in Town, Jailbreak. But if you go deep into their library, Thin Lizzy, the cowboy song is one of my all-time favorite songs ever in the history of music. And there's probably a lot of people out there that are like, what? Check out Thin Lizzy's library. If you have not spent a lot of time with them, dig deep. You are going to be so impressed. And that all is thanks to Phil Lynott. It really is.
There's probably a lot of artists like that too, man, that you just don't realize that they have so much music. It's just, you know, kind of used to their main hits that you hear all the time.
And I think they got bigger kind of after the fact, kind of that cult following. And then people, you know, they had some big hits with The Boys Are Back in Town and Jailbreak. You know, those did well, but still not to the magnitude of some of the other bands at that time. And then with him dying at the age of 35, I mean, he'd still be probably pumping out music. Or, you know, if they could have gone into the 90s, still making stuff. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but either way, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. We'll be back.
More.